Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week we have more dating tips from The Return of the Modern Philosopher, a blog on WordPress. And here is, should you date a Death Star employee? Valentine's Day is just a month away, modern philosophers, and if you're like me, you don't yet have someone special in your life with whom to spend that day. Don't despair. I'm here to provide you with a new hope via another dating tips post to help you find your Valentine before you have to spend another February 14th alone. Some of you might already have a potential date in mind, but you're hesitant to pull the trigger for any number of reasons. This post focuses on whether you should ask out someone when her job causes some concern. Since we're all Star Wars fans here, I thought I'd use a key profession from those films as part of your Jedi dating training. Should you date someone who works in the Death Star? Let's look at the pluses and minuses of dating a Death Star employee. Prestige. The Empire only hires the best of the best to work in its ultimate battle station, so you'd be dating someone who was great at her job. Would she put her work before your relationship? Would the fact that she had such a prestigious job make your life easier because you would have access to all the great things in the galaxy? I would imagine Death Star employees never need a reservation at trendy restaurants or have to wait in line at the hottest clubs. I suppose anyone good enough to be picked to work at the Death Star would be a little cocky, so if confidence turns you on, this is a total fit for you. And who doesn't love a person in uniform? Plus, I hear military benefits are awesome, so if you get married, you get to share those too. Distance. Not everyone can do the long-distance thing. It was a major hurdle when I was dating the sweet Irish girl, and it's almost like being single because you never get to see your significant other. There has never been any indication given that anyone other than Death Star employees live on the battle station, so it doesn't appear to be an option to follow your sweetie across the galaxy. Of course, it is said that distance makes the heart grow fonder. Imagine how hot your dates would be when your baby finally comes home to visit on leave. For some couples, the distance thing works because it's hard to fight when you're in different parts of the galaxy. Peer pressure. You always want your friends to be cool with the person you're dating. So what happens if you date someone who works on the Death Star, but your friends are sympathetic to the rebellion? Would you have to choose your Imperial lover over your pals? Would you not tell your friends what your date did for a living? Of course, this would be easy if your friends were Team Empire. They'd probably be totally supportive of your relationship and pester you to ask your new special someone to hook them up with some co-workers. If that's the case, then dating someone from the Death Star could be a real boon for you and help you spread a little love to the people most important in your life. Fear the dark side. As Eddie and the Cruisers so famously put it, the dark side's calling, now nothing is real. If your boo works on the Death Star, then she's going to be in the presence of Darth Vader and the Emperor more than you'd care to admit. Lord Vader and Emperor Palpatine are very powerful, charismatic, and persuasive leaders forever looking to turn people to the dark side of the Force. I'm not saying your date doesn't have a strong mind of her own and can't be trusted to resist her charming bosses, but wouldn't it always be nagging at you that she could be succumbing to the dark side at any given moment? As long as you trust your date, this shouldn't be a problem. Search your feelings and you will find the truth. Constant danger. Dating anyone in the military is hard. You'd never know if your sweetheart was safe, and you'd live in constant worry. Dating is hard enough without that extra baggage. Do you think you can handle it? Survivor's guilt. While the Death Star is a technological marvel and the ultimate symbol of the Empire's might, Let's not forget that it is also a battle station with the ability to destroy entire planets. So while you might fall head over heels in love with someone who works at the facility that is the pride of Emperor Palpatine's frozen heart, could you deal with the guilt of knowing that the person you share your life with was responsible, in some small part, for the ending of billions of lives? If so, then you should totally date someone who works at the Death Star. You also might want to talk to a mental health professional about the darkness that is rotting you out from the inside, but that can wait until after Valentine's Day for sure. That whole exploding into a billion pieces thing? A recent survey shows that a post on the Death Star is almost always the very last job a person holds in the Imperial Navy or Army. So until the Empire hires a new architect or develops a better system of defending the Death Star, you should assume that any relationship you enter into with a Death Star employee will not be forever. More than likely, it will last only until death do you part, and you won't be the one dying. I hope these dating tips come in handy. If you have any questions, please reach out to me in the comments section and I will do my best to answer them. More importantly, if you are a single female, preferably living in this country, and you'd like to go out on a date with me, let me know ASAP. If you work on the Death Star, is there any chance you can get a transfer before we start dating? And here is why winter dating is so difficult. Valentine's Day is less than a week away, modern philosophers, so it's time for another dating tips post. Lately, people have been asking if I'm trying to date, and I just laugh. I mean, who in their right mind would want to start a relationship during the winter? Winter is not dating season. In fact, it is the worst season in which to try to meet someone and fall in love. With this post, I'm going to explain why that is and also try to dissuade you from jumping on the relationship sled when the weather outside is frightful. Winter Wonderland is a lie shoved down our throats by Big Christmas. All the Christmas songs make it sound like walking in a winter wonderland is an absolute blast, when in reality, no one wants to be walking in the snow with the wind howling and the temperatures hovering near zero. Who wants to go out in that kind of weather? Are you really going to spend half an hour digging out the car, chipping all the ice off the windshield, trying to get the car started, and then driving on roads that are slippery and poorly lit just to get a drink with someone with whom you might end up having absolutely zero chemistry? Animals have the right idea. We should hibernate all winter and then wake up refreshed and ready to conquer the dating world in the spring. No one looks good after unraveling all those layers of clothes. Do you really want your date's first impression of you to be however the hell you look after you take off your hat, unravel the scarf, peel off the winter coat, and then the fleece, untuck your pants from your boots, and lose your gloves? You're probably an unholy mess with your hair sticking up all over the place from static cling, snot slowly running from your nose, and sweat staining your shirt because your sweat glands freaked out from all the layers and the nerves of going on a first date. And what does she look like? I bet whatever she's wearing isn't nearly as cute and revealing as what she'd have on if you ask her out on a hot summer night, genius. Your snowman gets frosty. You know it's true, guys. The cold freezes the pipes and can cause your North Pole to experience shrinkage. You might not be able to hibernate during the winter, but your libido certainly can. Do you really want to be wearing your birthday suit when a snowsuit is far more appropriate and definitely warmer? The holiday avalanche. Think about all the major holidays during winter. Do you really want to be responsible for them when you are just starting to date someone? Should your first Christmas together really happen after only a week? How are you going to know what to get her? How will you learn her family's Christmas customs and traditions in time? And do you want to be responsible for starting off her new year perfectly when you hardly know her? Are you willing to spring for a tux and an expensive night out on what might only be a third or fourth date? Need I even mention Valentine's Day? Your date might see that as the most romantic day of the year, but if you are still getting to know her, how are you going to ace it? She will remember Valentine's Day all year long, so if you screw it up, even slightly, you will never hear the end of it. No pressure, dude. No pressure whatsoever. Of course, you've totally forgotten about Super Bowl Sunday, haven't you? Yeah, you did. Are you ready to spend men's high holy day with someone new? What if she doesn't even like football? Worse yet, what if she peppers you with questions for the entire game? What if she doesn't approve of your traditional Super Bowl food spread and tries to get you to enjoy healthy snacks instead? What have you gotten yourself into? Getting snowed in is far too risky. With the kind of winters we have in Maine, there's always the risk that you could end up stranded with your date. The roads could be closed, your car might not start, the power could be out. If that's the case, you are stranded with your date for hours, if not overnight. If the date isn't going well, you are suddenly trapped on the nightmare date that will not end. If you are unsure where the relationship is headed, you could be forced into making a decision you're not ready to make because it's a tiny apartment, there's only one bed, there's no heat, and you need to stay warm. Let's face it, you still don't know her that well, and for all you know, this, oh no, we're stranded, scenario could be something premeditated that your serial killer date has used countless times before to quench her bloodlust for slow, painful, horrible murder. I'd be happy to plow you always gets taken the wrong way. You too might have been raised by the nuns to be a proper gentleman, so when your date laments that she has to clear her long, steep driveway every time it snows, you're automatically going to volunteer to plow her. Of course, you mean that quite literally, as in you will use the plow on your vehicle to clear her driveway of snow. However, she's going to freak out, think that you meant it in a lewd, sexual way, and throw her drink in your face. Then she'll make this horrible scene that will cause everyone in the restaurant to look at you and assume you are a crude, rude, sexual predator with no sense of morals. So now this date is a total loss. You want to get out of the restaurant without it escalating. The night ends up costing more because you totally bump up the tip in an attempt to win back the favor of the cute waitress who was flirty at first, but now looks at you like you murdered her pet bunny. You realize that every woman in the place is now no longer a dating option because of what she thinks she witnessed here tonight. All because you tried to be a nice guy. Chicks dig snow miser. Let's be honest, modern philosophers. The main reason you never date during the winter is because the ladies all love snow miser, and there is no way you can compete with him. He's just too much. Heat miser, on the other hand, is a complete pig and misogynist. You definitely have a chance against him. In conclusion, there's no point in trying to date during the winter. You're better off saving yourself the time, stress, and money. Spend the winter working on you, so when the first sign of spring arrives, you are ready to jump back into the dating game feet first. For now, warm those feet in front of the fire and read a good book. You'll thank me later. Thanks so much for listening. If you like these stories or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. Want to hear more stories like this more often, like two or three times a week? Please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.